What's up, guys? Welcome to In the Grip Podcast. This is Josh Berry with my buddy AJ Cooper. AJ, what's up?
Nothing, man. It's finally here. It's Spirit Week, so I'm excited. I know pretty much everybody else is too, because I've been talking to them. It's all anybody can talk about. But I don't know. How are you feeling about it?
I'm pumped, man. I think we got the two most important people sitting right beside us.
Yeah, we've been trying to do this Captain's Podcast for a long time, and it took forever, and now here we are the day before the draft. Yep. We finally got them sitting here.
And we got the trophy in front of them. One of them's name will be on the trophy here next year, so.
Yeah.
Griff Butler, what's up, boys?
What's up, man? What's going on?
Glad to have you guys.
Absolutely. It's good to be here.
Good. You guys you didn't realize it, but you had some media obligations when you became captain, so I'm glad you guys are finally fulfilling those.
Yep. Ever since, what was it, back Buffalo Wild Wings last year.
That's right. We've
known for like a year.
That's right.
And I have not stopped thinking about it for like more than 12 seconds at a time.
Yeah. So you've had a whole year to prep for this. Butler, a little different story for you. You kind of got thrown in at the last minute, and I don't know. How you feeling about it?
Feel good. Flute texted me asking if I would be willing to take over Trav's spot, and I was like, yeah, might as well.
You'd already been dreaming of this for a long time anyways, right?
Yeah. Sure. I only went 1 year, and I'm already a captain, so I can.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
It is kind of, I don't know.
It's a big deal.
You know, I mean, at Buffalo Wild Wings last year, they announced it, and like the whole like tape, like all 20 of them kind of went wild. Like nobody else in the entire restaurant had a clue what we were.
No, they were just having family dinners.
Yeah,
and stuff like
they have no idea what we were like celebrating. You know, but it's kind of an honor, man. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Good. So, yeah, you're going to take it serious, aren't you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's good.
I'm 0-2 at Ryder Cup, so, I mean, it's got to change. Yeah. Like, I've been on losing team both of the years that I've been, and the $100 went out of my pocket both years.
You're due.
Not this year.
It'll stay that way.
Uh-oh. Here we go. We'll talk about it. So, all right. So, we should probably just get all the other stuff, the Spirit that's not Spirit Hollow, out of the way. Men's League. Griff, you won low round last week. Well done.
Thanks. Everybody's pointing out that it is the worst low round so far this year.
It must have been tough conditions.
It'll probably be. Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah, and you weren't there, and neither was Hunter. But.
No, congrats, dude.
I'm on the money list, and I'm telling you, that is it's just good. I don't care. I just have to be on the money list.
Yeah.
One year it took me like, I don't know, I feel like it took me like 11 or 12 weeks or something. You know, I was thinking like, oh, my God, I'm going to go this whole time and never have a skin.
Yeah. Well, you're on it early. Now just keep adding to it.
Honestly, very mad or disappointed that my birdie on number 9 didn't hold up, but I was looking, and Jerry Quinn and Danny Benson both birdied it.
Oh, Uncle Danny.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Gotcha. All right, and speaking of the money list, Josh, I mean, tell us how you're doing it. You added more money. I mean, you are leading the money list by.
What? How much money does he have?
It's like $230.
Oh, my.
On the year. Yeah. So he's over $100 ahead of second place.
So that's $21 in that he's put in.
Yeah.
Yep, to win $238.
Yeah,
ooh, that's good.
I promise you, I'm still down like $270,000, so I don't want to hear shit.
Yeah. All right. So tell us how you've been doing it. You're just picking off skins each and every week.
Week one, just hit a ball a mile right of number one green and chipped it in.
Yeah.
And then number four, the tees are up. I hit one, I don't know, like 50 yards. Hit it like 12 feet and made some putt. And then last week, Griff, you'll like this. I hit one right on 5, and I mean, should have been in Scotty's backyard, but it hit a tree and kicked straight down. 170 out, hit it to 8 feet and made the putt.
Oh, yeah. Hey, that's, you gotta take advantage of
it. Yeah, but just, I mean, I don't want anybody giving me shit. You know, I mean, it's just, well, it's all luck. But
when if you win all the money, people are going to give you shit.
Yeah.
And it seems like you've been birdieing, like, I don't know. When I birdie, like, I birdie the wrong holes. You know what I mean? Like, I birdie the holes that I don't have it. There's no chance.
Me too.
Yeah. But it seems like you're birdieing, like, yeah, 5. You know, the strokes that you get a hole or the hole that you get a stroke on or whatever.
I'm just an all right B golfer. That's all I am.
All it is. I'm telling you, it's all about timing. That's all it is.
Yep. So. Yeah, I'm the only one sitting here that's not on the money list. Butler, you've hit twice, too, out of 3 weeks.
First week, chipped in on three.
Dang, chipping in.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Chipped
that's
in on right. three we for a skin. And then second round, I was like three over through six holes and birdied seven. Hit it to about 2 feet on eight. Basically, kick in eagle nice on eight. So that was my other skin.
Tapping in eagles usually win skins.
Yeah. I think I went driver, nine iron on eight.
You do have some power.
Brayer got to witness that one.
Yeah. Yep.
Dang, I just need to play with your all's group then.
He's around 4:30, 5 o'clock every Wednesday.
All right.
You get to see a lot of good golf with him and Baggett.
Go ahead, Greg. How far is that out for you, nine iron?
Hit it. It was like probably 170 downwind.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just a little chip nine. Yeah. No big deal.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say you were like 140 or something. And what I was going to say was, man, I'll tell you what, I hit a good one. Like, I don't know. I'm like, damn, I got that one or whatever. And dude, I get up there, it's like 190 out. And I'm like, oh, no.
Getting a little old.
Yeah. Like, oh, maybe like 185, you know, yeah. Depending on what angle you're looking at, you know, maybe tell everybody like 175. Right? You know what I mean? But, oh, man. Like, damn, I hit that good. Shit, I know I'm going to have like it's going to be either a 6-iron or a 3-iron in, so.
Good. All right. Anything else we need to talk about men's league?
Nah. I don't think so.
Let's move on. Let's
Barry's
get to
just
the
killing it.
Yeah, yeah. Let's move on to the important stuff. All right, Spirit Hollow. Who's going up Thursday?
I am.
Yep, I'm going.
So, I am.
Yeah, all three of you going up Thursday. Yep. So are you and you two? You playing Thursday?
No, we're just gonna go. We're just gonna mess
driving
around.
Up later.
We're just gonna mess around, putt around for a little bit.
All right.
Get to the hotel and maybe hit a few range balls. I don't know, depending on what the weather's like. Thursday looks like a little bit of rain.
It seemed like Baggett. Then there's another group of like Lance and Aaron, and then you know Gibbs and like Mike and them going. I think that they said that they were gonna go up there and like putt and chip around and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And then go to the casino that night.
There you go.
I would just say that. I mean, I think we just have some dirt cheap hotel, you know, for the night or whatever. And I still have casino chips from the last time I was in Burlington. So I at least have to go to the casino and cash in my $300 worth of chips.
You're obligated. Yeah.
Thinking about just heading straight to the roulette table and either going black or red, either double up and be really happy or just kind of be kind of like pissed off.
I like that
just
strategy.
Walk right out the door.
Yeah, because then you're gonna know if it's your weekend or not, right?
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Like you can ride that high onto the golf course, or if you're down, you're like, sorry.
Oh man,
sorry, Ryder Cup team.
Oh man.
All right, I want to hear like some sort of strategy that you don't have to tell at all, of course. But draft's coming up tomorrow. Butler, you got the first pick.
Yep.
And are you guys snaking it after that?
Yep.
So you got 2 and 3.
Yes.
And are you guys going high handicap, low handicap? You got a high handicap guy, you got your eye. You don't have to say their name. But,
I'll be honest. I really don't know the handicaps for sure. I haven't seen the entire list. Will they get that tomorrow night?
Yeah, we'll know it tomorrow morning.
Okay. So I'll tell you right now, my first pick will either be Baggett or AJ. After that, I'll probably go Mike and AJ or Mike and Baggett.
Okay, good. What are you thinking about that?
Wait,
your pick next will be either like, Mike.
No, you ain't getting all. What are you talking about? It's my pick after you pick.
I know,
and
you're
going to
pick. You're going to pick either Mike and AJ or Mike and Baggett.
Let's say he takes AJ. Yeah, I mean, I'm taking Baggett and Mike.
Okay.
And man, I'll tell you what, we've been arguing about this for like weeks and weeks and weeks. I called on to Butler. I mean, you all think I'm an idiot. I got some brains up in here. And the whole time he thought he could get me, because he was like, no, you can just have first pick and we'll just snake it, you know. And I got to thinking and I was like, all right, so I got first pick. I take AJ. And then I was like, all right, well, then he's going to take Baggett and Mike. And it just something about me and AJ and then, you know, like Benson or just whoever I pick next, like, and Butler, Baggett and Mike. Ugh. I know it's not a scramble, but that was just kind of, you know, the type of thinking that I kind of had. And I'm
so,
like, no, you know what? I want the second pick.
So you're happy with the second pick?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
All yep. Right. We had a playoff, basically, an 18-hole, and we ended up tying. He gave me some strokes, to put it simply.
Okay.
We both had some heartbreak on the course that day.
You beat him.
I mean, yeah, I'm not here to really like... We tied.
Yeah, okay.
And then he gave me strokes. Okay. A couple.
Well, that was nice of you to give
him strokes. We both had major meltdowns throughout the day, and we were both on the same cart, so I think that we were both trying to be like respectful of each other. At least I was. Because I know, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Josh, are you surprised by anything you've heard so far?
All the first three now, Butler, who are you going with after that? Can we get a little insight on that?
No, not really. After I see the handicaps tomorrow night, but it'll probably be Benson and JP or Benson and Brian Williams.
So we're sticking to the low handicaps early.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think that it's...
I think a couple of dark horses that you might look at, it's like people like... Bronson, you never know what his handicap will be.
Well, yeah. I mean, some of these guys are getting 24, 26 pops. I mean.
Right.
Yeah. You think a lot about it, and I guess I just trust the low handicappers more.
Right.
To just keep it in the, like, in play.
You most definitely have to keep it in play up here.
Yeah. You know.
You know, you kind of got to. Kind of pick guys that you think will kind of mix clubs up off tees too, not guys that are going to just bang driver everywhere, you know, and spray it everywhere, hitting three woods off tees and spraying those two.
Yep.
You kind of think some strategy behind that. You know, and Brian Williams, he may just go out there and just bang driver everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, you never know what he'll do.
Right.
Honestly.
Pretty good club for him though.
Yeah, it is a pretty good consistent club for him.
But yeah, that's a tough course, especially where we play it. It's really tough to go out and hit driver.
Everywhere.
There's like four holes that you just cannot hit driver on.
Yeah, like one.
I'm not going to.
No, that'll be.
I'm looking for like consistency.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not. I would rather have somebody that. And this is by no means that I'm going to choose him, but like I always just use Todd Shoemate as an example. You know what I mean? Like I don't think he's going to lose any balls.
Right.
But you know he's probably just going to like.
Just
bogey, you know, par and bogey a lot of holes.
Yeah, just kind of get around the green.
Yeah.
Get some up and down, you know, and it's kind of
guys with better short games, you know what I mean? Stuff like that. Because I was out there at the golf course today and I was talking to Grant O'Brien and I was like, man, what you really just need to do is you need to just limit the three putts. I was like, I'm telling you right now, you're going to three putt at least one time, but you got to only put three putt once, not four times.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But it's going to.
You know, you kind of look at guys too that. I've played quite a bit of golf, too, so far, you know, this late spring into the summer, too. You know, you pick guys that haven't really played a lot of golf, you know, that golf course is probably going to eat them up.
Right.
If you think about it, too, you know, you got to kind of think your way around that. Look at who's played league probably the last couple of weeks. Think of guys.
Yeah, a couple guys that always, like, and I don't know, I guess is Jerry new?
To the trip.
To the trip?
Yeah.
He's played it several times.
I know that. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure he's played that 1,000 times. I mean, but... What I'm saying is, and I don't know, I had the same exact conversation last year, I feel like, but with JP, man, I haven't seen him at all. But has he been playing in the Ozarks or wherever he's been, or you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, I know he was on Old Hawthorne not long ago, but other than that, I don't know if he's played any or not.
Yeah. That was the exact same question I had last year when we were doing this, the captain pick in the...
And he won second. I mean,
and I'm telling you right now, I don't think he had been playing very much, and he came through.
Right.
So I don't think it really matters.
Right.
But he can get a little bit wild, you know, like you if know, he hadn't been played. Like,
but then again, he's played that golf course a ton of times,
yeah,
too. Right. Not just on this trip. I mean, he goes up there probably a couple times
a year. He's a gamer.
You know, and he's a golfer. He's going to hit golf shots.
Oh, yeah.
So
same with Jerry. I mean, he can shoot a 37 at Moss Water. He can shoot a 50.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Been
playing?
Also, there's some young guys that this will be their first year on the trip. And, I mean, if you do it wrong, this trip can get you because it's a long day. And, I mean, you're probably going to drink... You know, all day long, and then try to go to the casino afterwards, and get no sleep at all.
Leave at 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah, and so, you know, who's going to be able to survive that?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Some of them won't get somebody every year. It's got me before.
And I remember last year when after the however many holes we played on Friday. You know, there was some people that I think you set out that
screen. Yeah, I was exhausted.
You know what I mean? Like, we went out for four or five more, whatever it was.
Right.
But, yeah, man, it's a long day.
It is. It is. So, I mean.
It's a quick turnaround, too. I mean, from Friday to Saturday morning, I mean, you wake up and you just go play golf.
Yeah,
I mean,
sometimes it's like no sleep.
Right.
Yeah, that's real hard. Yeah.
You feel like you just took a nap.
Right.
Yeah. I always get back home Saturday night, and I'm like, I don't want to see my clubs. I mean, and then, you know, don't even want to play league on Wednesday. Then you go play your nine holes. I'm like, all right, I don't need to touch these for a week because right. I'm just sick of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, everybody needs a trip like this.
Oh, yeah. Hell, yeah. Yep, no, you're right. Brian Williams texted me yesterday. He said he's going to play Old Hawthorne tomorrow to get warmed up.
Yeah, that's not a bad move.
Yeah, I said, get smart.
I wish you'd take me with him.
No shit.
Yeah, where's that invite?
Like, and I maybe we talk, but is there a chance that anybody could get hurt, like, bad? Maybe not real bad, but, I mean, can you go down here and lose?
No.
I mean, I know some people are probably going to be having some crazy side bets and stuff like right. that. I'm talking about yeah. if you're just like a normal person, you're just paying your dues, you lose 100 in the Ryder Cup.
I think.
And then you're like required to pay.
We
what, like
made it
play 10
if,
a hole or
if
something?
If you play all the required bets and you lose everything, like lose it all, I'm pretty sure 280 is the most you can
oh,
lose.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But on these scrambles, isn't it? Is it 10, 10, 10 with
yeah.
everybody or
yeah.
is it 10
yeah.
a hole?
Yeah, 10, with, 10, 10.
Oh, so that would be 30 and.
With 16,
180
yeah.
or whatever.
Right.
It's a 280.
Yeah, yeah. yeah I think 280 is max.
Okay.
And you're not going to lose everything.
Yeah.
yeah no. But, yeah, you're right. I thought the same thing, too.
Well, ooh, I don't know. Oh, I've been down there and lost a bunch of money one time.
Ooh. Yeah, it can happen. But, no, not this trip. I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, you're I mean, safe. If you don't want to get in any big yeah. side bets, it gives you an opportunity to not have to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
So, that's good, too.
Oh, and it yeah. caters to everybody. You
right.
know what I mean?
Right, and then if anybody wants a big side one, there's going to be somebody there that wants it too. Oh, so.
It's kind of the best of both worlds.
It really is. Yeah, I do like
it. Mix
that.
Of everybody. Honestly, whenever, now that, like, once we get past, like, Bronson and, I mean, I know there's, like, Shane and, man, I need a list. Yeah, I need a list of people.
Right, and, you know, and some of the guys I don't even really know. Like, the Adams boys, I don't really know them.
What about Alphonse, man? What's his handicap?
I think he's around a 14, maybe 15.
We're talking about 18 holes, right?
Yep,
I guess
yep.
9 holes.
Yeah,
is what
yeah I'm
asking.
Talking about
so
what
like
what
eight,
he,
okay.
what he's going to be playing at up there.
So he's a, you know,
about a, seven.
A little bit better than bogey golfer.
Yeah, definitely. And I played with
tell
him.
What he's either a lot or I, on every Wednesday.
I played with him Thursday, over at Stag at Palmyra, and dude, he hits it good. I asked him how long he's been playing. It's 2 years now. And
oh, that's
he,
it.
Yeah, he hits driver really well, and hole 8 over there. Knocked a 3-wood on the green, made the putt. It was into the wind. Just knocked it right on the green, made the putt for an eagle. And then I scrambled with him afterwards. He knocked it on hole number 4 on the green. So, I mean, he hits it just fine.
Yes. Well, he's strong as hell. I know that. Or he used to be anyways.
Yeah,
I mean,
no,
he's strong as shit.
He's still strong, dude. Yeah.
Yeah, like real strong.
Yeah. yeah. And, yeah, he enjoys it. He seems to enjoy it, yeah. And,
Well, you got people like Zach Hines. Like, I mean, I put a couple rounds with him. You know, he don't hit it too bad. He putts it pretty well, too.
Yeah.
What's his handicap going to be?
He's up there. He's one of the higher ones. Here, while we're talking about this,
yeah,
I'll try to pull up something.
Okay.
Here.
I mean, I'm just keeping
it. It's kind of nice to know some of this stuff. Cause, like, somebody's
Derek has, Adams, Tyler
see,
Adams.
See, I've never really seen – I've seen Tyler play. I've never seen Derek play. So some of these guys I don't really know. Like, Yogi, I know what Yogi does. I know
Yogi.
What Paw does.
Yeah.
Don't really know what Ricky does. I've never seen Rick. I never watched him last year. He wasn't on my scramble team, and I never.
Well, Ricky, if ever, he was leading after he was leading. He went to sleep on the lead
mm-hmm.
Friday night on the overall.
Yep. Leading.
What did he shoot that first day? And like, what did he shoot? Like a 92 and had a 21 handicap or something like that for
yeah.
a 71.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Close. Yeah.
I shot 71 for 73, and I think he was 2 ahead of me.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I was at a 74
yeah.
or something like that. I
yeah.
was right there. What? I mean, you had to have been.
I shot 72 the first day, so 74.
Yeah, we were all right there.
And then I shot 77 the second day.
Yeah, and.
Because I had to watch you 3-putt about 10 times.
Oh, dude. Oh, man.
I just remember, Griff, we were on like hole 15
or
yeah, something like that. And Griff just looked at me and Butler and said, "God, I can't wait for the scramble. I need some help."
No, it's the truth, dude. I've already look. I'm telling you, when it wasn't that long ago, whenever I just finally put it all together, or whatever, you know. I know y'all been sending text messages and all this stuff, and you know, and all this explaining about the trip. But, anyways, it wasn't very long ago that I realized we would be playing our own ball like the entire day on Friday, and I somewhat got kind of depressed thinking about that. But then I was like, you know what? There's hope, because then there's going to be like a four-hole scramble after that, and I'll get help then.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that's good.
Yeah, right. You know what I mean? It's just something to look forward to. Besides, I was saying, you know, there's going to be somebody that, like, doesn't play good. And I was like, if somebody shoots, like, 110, like, each round, that's, like, 220 golf shots that day.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a lot of swings.
Oh, man, that's a lot of swings. I'm telling you right now, I'm one of the younger dudes on here, and I'm going to be sore as shit.
All right, so I have the handicaps all pulled up here if you guys want to look at this. I'm not one of the younger ones, am I? No, you're getting to the older side.
Oh, yeah. My bad.
Yeah.
You're going to be in that manor.
I'll be there for about. I'll be look.
So you can add one to what you see there, because we'll have an adjustment. Because the best handicaps going are at plus one. There's three of us at that, and so we're going to adjust us to zero and everybody else up one.
So is Ryan because of that flute?
Yeah. Yep. All right. So another thing we got to talk about this year. There's a new part of the Ryder Cup. We're doing the two-man scramble.
Part of it.
And so you two have to deal with a format that nobody's had to deal with yet. And I don't know how much you've thought about that, but you have to put teams together. I mean, it's your job to put these teams together.
And a handicap is not involved in that, correct?
No, just scramble. And
what is that like? Oh, man, forgive me for y'all maybe having to explain some stuff to me. That's 18 holes on Saturday.
That's Saturday morning.
Saturday morning,
first
thing. 18
holes. Yep. And so whoever you want to, there's no handicap. Like, you want to place them against, like, their caliber of players or whatever.
Right. You want to put your two best guys together to guarantee yourself a point.
Yeah.
You can do that.
Yeah, okay, I understand. No, I have not thought a single bit about this. Not for a second.
Yeah. I have a feeling that's what this Ryder Cup's going to come down to. So you guys are...
Yeah, I got my strategy for that.
Okay, he's thought about it. Maybe...
Not sure. I mean,
you got 24 hours to think about
it. Oh, yeah. I'll come up
with something. It's literally... Right now, it's 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock tomorrow, right?
Actually, yeah, that's Saturday, so we don't make them post those until
Friday night. Oh, yeah, we do that
Friday night. Yeah.
Friday night.
Yep. So we'll have a little meeting there, and you'll get to announce who you want to do, so...
Yep. That's fine.
Yeah.
That'll be no problem. No, I think you want to just have a little mix of,
yeah,
you know, I mean, you, people's games and stuff. Like, for example, here I go with Todd Schumann again, but yeah, maybe give him a dude with some length.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. You're going to have to do those things. And
yeah, I mean, it's not, I don't think that's hard.
Yeah. Do you go ahead and try to give yourself a chance to win every single point, or do you go ahead and stack a team knowing that one of the teams probably really going to struggle to win?
You can't put a team out there that is for sure going to lose, in my opinion. Like, that you know that has, like, zero chance, basically.
Yeah,
so
I mean...
So you're saying if you put the two bottom handicap guys together versus you and Mike, they're going to for sure lose.
Yeah, you're going to be...
That was the dumbest thing I think I could have ever heard out of your mouth.
You're going to win that one, so...
You think they're going to beat us?
No, I'm saying they will for sure lose to you two.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, but you may. What I'm saying is, if you stack the two, you know, two or three teams or something, then you're going to be left with those options.
Right.
I think that's what Griff is saying. He's trying to.
I think you got to kind of mix. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. You can't just put. Like, I don't think that. Yeah. Like, I don't think that if you and Mike were on my team, that I would put you all together. For example, is what I'm saying.
But if I were to put me and AJ. And you put Mike and Baggett against
us. Because, I mean...
Yeah, you would almost have to do that in that situation.
Right, yeah, so...
And then we're even the rest of the way, though, too. You know what I'm saying?
True. But you could also, I mean, he announces who he's putting out there. You could say, sorry, guys, I'm going to sacrifice you.
Or whatever.
And
just be like, look, sorry, this is just going to be miserable.
Yeah. All right. Get a good side bet and get some strokes from him. And we'll win a different one, you know?
Yeah.
And by the way, since I am picking first, you're going to put your first player out there first, and then I'm going to counter it.
That's fine.
Okay.
All right. I guess. I mean, I won the right to where I'm picking. You should have to win the right to that.
Well, maybe you guys need to figure out some little competition.
In the rain.
A little competition to decide that, too.
What time is the draft tomorrow? 9 o'clock?
It's supposed to be at 9. If we get rained out for men's leagues,
might as well go 7.
Yeah, we got to bump this thing up. But I'm not sitting around till 9.
No, I'm not either. Dude, and by the way, if we do, are we just flipping coins for picks or what?
For a scramble side?
Well, I obviously get to pick before you because you beat me last week, so that's solved there.
No, we tied.
But I gave you strokes, so therefore you won.
Okay, to decide who.
So Griff's saying if they don't, you guys can't play tomorrow. You captains for.
Okay. Yeah. For no. Choice. Yeah. We'll draw it out of a hat.
All right. Yeah. And don't take two cards this year like you did last year.
Yeah. And then look at them and be like, "I'll take number one."
Yeah.
Dude, you all give me this. Oh my god.
You did it.
He drew two out, and one's the one, and one's like the six. Okay. And he's like,
"Next time, don't hold it up to where I can't." Like you're trying to.
Griff's looking straight ahead. Looks at both cards, and he's like, "Here, I'll give you this one, I guess." And he just happened to give the four. Instead of the one or whatever, like, oh, you, yeah, didn't mean to do that.
Worked out for you, though.
Whatever. I mean,
oh, God.
Well,
all right. Well,
welcome to. Well, that's what it's going to be like with Brian and JP's team.
Let's. I have three scramble captains here.
All right.
Let's hear a little bit of strategy on that, boys.
I guess it depends where I get placed to pick, though, honestly. I think with me, I need guys that can putt the golf ball.
So it sounds to me like Griff's wanting a bomber, right?
Yeah, I mean, okay, yeah. There's no, it's not a secret. Like I need a bomber.
You know, I
don't want, and it is what it is. You all can draft how it is. I don't care. I mean, but I feel like if the case were that like we had to use my drive all day long. And then, like, some other teams using Mike and Brock and Baggett's drive all day long. And, like, I'm going to be, like, 30 or 40 yards behind them the entire day.
So you feel...
And I don't like... I just don't really like the sounds of that. I feel like if I can get somebody with some length, for the most part, I can help a whole lot with the rest. You know what I mean? I might have to sacrifice and pick a B player with my first pick instead of an A.
To get that length. Yeah. So for my strategy, what I did is I kind of ranked guys based on, you know, length and putting ability, what I felt was putting ability.
Yep.
And then I kind of looked at where I thought everybody else might get picked. And the first thing I did was decided, you know, what actual pick I want. Because when we draw a hat, if you get number one, you actually get to pick where you draft at.
Draft priority?
Yeah. And so I kind of, the first thing I did was set my priority where I want to be.
Oh, you've dug into this.
Yeah, I mean, might as well. You're going up there to, you know, I'm trying to win it.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah.
Absolutely. And so, yeah, I kind of got, it depends on where I'm picking, but hopefully I get one of my first two spots. And then from there, I think I'll be able to at least get.
Maneuver your way around.
Yeah, yeah. The first two guys that I want, and hopefully.
The other thing for me is getting a guy in play off a tee, too. Kind of freeze.
Yeah, if you got one out there and you get to go at it, that helps so much.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
It's like you can't go at it, but other guys can. So.
Right.
And I don't know exactly what tees we're playing from. I kind of this whole time that I've been, I'm going to try not to cuss, you know what I mean? Like complaining or whatever, you know what I mean? I guess I've imagined myself at 150 all day and you all sitting at 100 all day, and I was like, oh, that's not very fair. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, you kind of make up for it with putting. So.
Well, I didn't mean my, you know, it just wears you out, you know. Yeah. But,
and if you get a par three, you hit it right next to the hole.
But I'll tell you what, if it's anything, if it's like 130 and in, then I don't care if you guys are at 60 yards and I'm at 130, but I can't be back at 150 all day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I hear you. I know what you're saying. I don't feel like I hit it that much farther than you do.
I just think that on, like, I always hit a cut, and you are able to hit a mini draw or a straight ball. So, yeah, maybe not when there's, like, no wind. It definitely affects me. I think that you're, like, probably 20 yards longer, like, in the wind, though.
Yeah.
I don't know if that...
I don't know. How many drivers are you taking up there this year?
Taking two?
Yeah. You don't have like a wind driver, like a low one?
That I mean, can... the 6th degree, but shit, I still hit it high.
6th degree.
48 incher.
Yeah, yeah. So your long driver.
That, and that, I have to use this crazy club to even be within like 30 yards of you guys. I don't know what you are. Maybe, yeah, I understand what you're saying, AJ. I don't know. You can just hit the ball straighter than me. And when you hit a cut into any type of wind, it just kills it. It does. You know? I mean,
it can knock it down. Well, I don't know. I think we kind of. Is that what you want to hear out of strategy from us?
I don't even know what I heard. Yeah. I really don't. I have no idea what Griff just said.
Oh, no, they talked. I wasn't the only one talking.
Well, yeah, I don't know. But.
But no,
Barry, I'll be looking to get you on my team. We'll see if I
can. Yeah, no, I'd love to have Barry on. Is Barry a first-round pick? Is he a for-sure first-round pick?
I don't think so.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure?
Yeah.
He doesn't think so.
Yeah.
You think you're a late first-rounder?
I mean, I don't – maybe early second.
No, I think he's a top-3 pick.
Top 3?
Yeah.
Will you take Potterfield outside? Bronson.
Potterfield.
GQ's up there.
Flute. Would you take Flute or Barry?
Flute's way up there on my list.
Okay. I'll just be flat out.
Another thing is I want to pick people that are sober, too.
Yes, yeah, that always helps. I mean, it does. And
like last year, my team was me, Barry, Idris, which you know Idris isn't even going to look at an alcoholic beverage.
Right.
And then I had Knocker.
Oh, yeah.
And Knocker made, every 8-footer that we had, which were
Yeah, but Knocker wasn't anything. Sober.
Yeah,
he was. Saturday was?
Because Friday he got He drank so much Friday, he was sober.
I was like, I figured he was like third, and I'm not. I just thought he drank a lot of beer, on the on this trip anyways. I don't know what he does otherwise, but on the trip, I thought he drank a lot of it.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think really Ryan's your only guarantee a sober dude, isn't he?
I think Gibbs will be one that'll be pretty sober, too.
Gibbs, okay.
Grant, I don't think Duck will drink much.
Okay, I'm learning some stuff.
Duck's an early pick.
Yeah.
Duck's an early pick.
Okay, do you take Grant or do you take OB or Barry?
Or do you take Bronson?
Yeah, I mean,
I think you take Bronson before both of them.
I think it's Potterfield's clearly going one, and then Bronson's clearly going two, in my opinion. And then it's like Duck, Jerry, Flutie,
you.
Yeah, probably somewhere up there, but them guys are pretty. Jerry's a gamer. Duck's playing pretty good. Flute always goes up there and plays good.
I've been explaining it. I don't know. I've said it a couple times. You want those guys that, like, hit, in my opinion, that like, hit, like, miracle shots. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, we're all pretty, decent golfers to where, you know, I don't know.
Griff, you said it before, there's golfers and then there's scramblers.
Yeah. Like, okay, a couple miracle, people that hit miracle shots that I've explained, like, Shane hits miracle shots. He may shank 11 balls in a row, but then he'll hit some miracle to, like, 2 feet.
Right.
And on a par 3, you're like, oh, my God, we had to have that. We didn't need him to do anything the other, a couple holes or whatever.
Right.
But he does that. I'm like, oh, that's a miracle shot. Kyle Fulton hits miracle shots. He's good, you know, but he hits those miracle shots too.
Right.
Or like Trent Garner's another one that I've explained to people. He hits those miracle shots.
Right.
Glenn Tommy hits those miracle shots. Glenn. I know a couple people aren't on these, like, aren't going on this.
Friday hits some miracle shots.
See, like, he's one I need. I haven't played with enough. I've been asking people about him, though, and everybody's had like really positive things to say about his game. So
about Friday, really,
yeah. So
I think him and the scramble is he loves scrambling, and he's going to swing real hard every time.
Yeah,
so he is a fun one to scramble.
Can he get
with.
It out there?
He can draw it too. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, and I think another thing about is picking a team that's pretty fun too. You know, that, like, having people like Mossy on your team.
It's just like Griff's team last year. Yeah. Not only were they good because Griff...
Well, JP hits miracle shots. He hit one that, well, I can't remember how that went, but either way, he eagled number 2 by himself, which was huge. I mean, I was like, okay, definitely needed that. Thank you. We were just gelling, right? You know, and then the next hole was number 3 that... You know, I just feel like I owned all day or all weekend. And then we kind of just owned you. Yeah, I don't even want to talk about that.
Started with it, AJ.
This will never end. I'm going to remind everybody, though, whenever I go there.
Yeah. I hope they have like
everybody will know they owe me $1,900.
I hope they have like the same pin location, but no foam in it this time. So
well, one day it was like all the way left, the next day it was all the way right.
Yeah,
I'm telling you right now, if it's all the way left on that pin on number three, and you're playing from the right, you need to aim up the mountain. I putted one from that one time. That
you three putted that one?
No, I two putted because I putted my first ball off the green.
Oh yeah, so
yeah, I thought it was going to actually roll down.
It wasn't actually three putt.
It was a two putt.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I putted that one from
from
the side of the hill.
Yeah.
And you know how it goes down. And I thought my ball. I was like, oh my god, if I would have hit that even just a little bit harder, it would have, swear to god, would have been on the green, and I putted it into a pond.
Yeah.
That rolls down to, and I was like, but it stopped right there, kind of on the edge or whatever. I was like, oh my god. And then I putted it from there.
Well, that's a good
up to 3 foot or however far it was.
Good bogey, then.
Yeah, thank you.
Kind of feels like an up and down.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah,
but I thought it would only break.
That green is so tough.
I thought it was only going to break like 10 feet, you know, or whatever. And yeah. I mean, apparently, I needed to aim up at like the cart path. It was ridiculous.
All right. What were we even talking about?
Yeah. That's even nastier.
Oh, yeah. We kind of got talking about the hole in one that almost happened.
How you just need a team that gels.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's what we were doing.
Yeah.
All day. Moss was hitting shots. Glenn was hitting shots. You know what I mean? Like, not everybody was hitting good shots every time, obviously, but, you know, at least one person was hitting a really good shot almost every single time. And, I mean, like I said, I mean, I think, you know what I mean? We would definitely left a couple out there.
Yeah. Well, you guys played amazing. I was so surprised when the round was over, asking everybody how it went. We played 27, right? Yeah, we did. Yeah. We finished on 9.
You all were talking on the group text thinking that the winner shot 18, but we shot like 20 or 21. And you were saying that you all shot 14. You all shot 16.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. And we shot 20 or something like that. Or 21, and there was a 20 and a 19 and 18. And you all got last.
Yeah, we tied for last. Yeah. Yeah, I thought there was a good chance we were probably second. I knew you guys were playing really well, and I was pretty sure we were going to get second.
Well, every time Trav and them were behind us, and every time I look back, we made some miracle eagle or something, you know, in like number, 9 or 18? 18. I look back, and Trav's putting it to 3 feet. Every hole, so I was like, "Oh, they're balling." And Flute was on that team.
Yeah.
And I was like, "Ooh, yeah." It seems like because I would yell at them every single. I'd be like, "That's a birdie," you know, and just yell and cuss at them basically after every hole. And then I'd look back, and they'd have one at like 6 feet all day long. And Travel, where are you out, dude?
Yeah.
Oh my! Just because his golf game's so good, I mean.
But he doesn't get to come. I bet he's pretty disappointed about that.
Oh, he was. I texted him. I was just messing around with him, but I was like, I knew you'd get scared or something. That's what I told him. He's like, all he said, he's like, dude, I'm so pissed.
Yeah.
And I said, and then I was just, you know, I was like, I said, honestly, that I just don't even want to go anymore. And then he's like, dude, so pissed.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't even want to go. And I think we each said the same thing again, and then that was the entire conversation.
Yeah. So, yeah, he's not happy about it. Makes sense, though. Yeah, it's tough. It's a tough one to miss. It's going to be real weird with 28 guys. Like,
good Lord.
I mean, that's...
That's going to be awesome, I think.
I mean, what does Spirit Hollow think about us? We might have to, like, talk to the pro there, assistant pro, and be like, hey, we're going to do a podcast. You want to hop on? Mm-hmm. And, like, let's hear some more about Spirit. Maybe something we didn't know.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's a crazy, awesome place. I was hearing more about the owner that started the golf course there, and a story about how he was a member of the local country club there and just really didn't like how things were ran, how he was, you know, told to do this or that or whatever. So he just wanted a place that him and his buddies could do whatever they want when they go and play golf. And he created Spirit Hollow. And
so he lives right there off of, like, what, hole 5 or 6?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that right across that little water or whatever?
Yeah, on 6 there. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Just to the left there?
Yeah. And which so...
one? Like, I don't know. Is it that...
It's a hole that, you know, it... Ropes
they always
there,
have like a coyote, a fake coyote by the water. Yeah.
Is there? Is it water like all the way down the
He lives in that big
left?
House over there.
Yeah, yeah. That giant house. That's over him. There. It's got the big yard with
And he does something with the casino, doesn't he, too?
I believe he owns the casino.
Is that hole like four or five or something?
That's six.
It goes back that way.
Yep,
that's you six. Definitely bunt a drive there.
Yeah, how many bunt drivers are you going to hit on this trip? All of them?
In 18 Man. Holes, how many bunt drivers do you hit?
Dude, first of all, it depends on a lot on the wind. And just honestly, how I'm hitting the ball, for real.
So, you know what I mean? I do want to know if you're
I'm trying to stay out of the tall stuff. Like, not one time. I mean, that's what I was telling. Who was I? I was telling Grant. I was telling him. I was like, especially in my individual game, I need to just. I mean, I don't need to be trying to play like hero ball. I just go out there and try to make pars.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, if you're 260, like, don't even hit a 3-wood, just because I can't get it there. Just hit it. Just hit a 7-iron or whatever to 100 yards out. You know, on a par 5 or something. You know, like that stuff. That's not the type of smart stuff that my brain thinks. You know what I mean?
Maybe this is the year, though. Maybe, you know.
Well, you know, I just can't. You know, just like they play the PGA. You know, you cannot take double bogeys. You know, you can take a couple bogeys or whatever. You know, but
how many bogeys did you make this second day?
One. I three putted 13. Yeah, I three putted 13. And that was my only bogey.
That's the one that comes right along 10, correct?
Yep. Yep.
Tee off up top there and you...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that is. Is that dog leg left?
Right.
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, the water's on the right. Oh, the water's on the right. Yeah. Dude, that is... I always hit it in that bunker. Man. I always hit a good drive.
I was...
It ends up in that bunker.
Playing really good and, like, played it fine. Hit driver out there and wedge just kind of where you went and just got a little aggressive in my first putt and ran it, like, 6 feet past... Boy, I was mad afterwards. So I was
what
mad.
Were you at that point? I mean, like what?
2, 3. I think I was 3. And
so you went back to 2?
Back to 2.
Yeah. No, and you're like, well, cool. I mean, you know, I mean, I think you think positively all the time or whatever, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. You just know that you have some like hard holes coming up.
Right. Well, yeah, I knew the next two holes were going to suck, and I actually birdied the next two. Yeah. But
oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, well, you bogey like 13, stealing. You go to 14s too. You're like,
yeah.
Oh, it kind of deflates.
And then you start thinking about 15. You're like, oh boy.
Yeah.
Which 15 plays short on your own ball?
Right.
Like 100.
Yeah, it was a 9-iron.
But it's still, I mean, you know, 140 yards or something. I mean, it's not. I mean, I sat there. I mean, I
watched Kyle Fulton hit a rope draw 56 in that hole last year.
That's crazy.
Really? About 5 feet. My boy.
It was the craziest thing
ever. Oh, man. We got up there, and I'll tell you what, Ricky, it was the second day, man, and he was having a – I mean, it was, you know, everybody's laughing and stuff or whatever, but he was having a meltdown up there.
He hit, like, 3 balls in the water.
Oh, man, at least 3, maybe 6.
Dang.
And we gave him a 10. You know, I was like, all right, just take a 10, you know, and then I was like, man, I don't know if he can really, and I don't care, but like, man, he could like take a 10 and like still place in this deal. Like, I don't know if.
So how many places do they pay?
Paying 5, right?
Paying 5?
I think so.
Yep. 700 the first, so.
What was first last year?
Serious pay.
It was 500, yeah. Yep, so yeah, that's some serious money.
You going back to back or what?
Am I? I mean, that's my plan. That's what I'm going to try to do. Honestly, I have not been playing very good golf coming into it. So I've had some moments where it seemed like I was getting ready to play good golf. But, yeah, I still haven't. I actually went out and practiced some today or whatever, and it's still pretty bad. So we'll see. I don't know.
That's good to hear.
Yeah, I got a couple days, and looks like we're not going to get outside. So might. Hopefully hit up Benson's simulator and get some swings in. And I don't know. I just need the putter to be a lot better. So, yeah, I don't know. I plan to go back. I don't know. Are you going to get your name on the trophy? What about you, Griff?
What?
You plan on winning this individual tournament?
Oh,
no, he doesn't have a 4 or 5 iron. He is screwed. Well,
I know one thing. If Barry keeps up his play like he's had at men's league, I mean, nobody can touch him.
I have no chance.
What was the win? Okay, so what did you shoot on? What did you shoot on Saturday? 67.
67.
What is that? Is that with a?
I was a plus 2, so.
So you carded a 69.
Carded a 69.
What's that? 3 under.
Yep.
And then your first day, you were.
I was 1 under, so I carded.
You're even.
No. 1 over. 1 over. So I was two under. So for the net score was two under for the tournament. Yep.
What was the next?
What was the next one?
I don't know. It was par field. I want to say like three over.
I was gonna. I mean, before I asked that, I was just gonna say that if you can stay somewhere around even par.
Usually,
I
it's think net that's even good. Par is good.
Yeah. So yeah, if I went out and shot a 74 or 75 both days, I would be right there. At even or one over, or whatever the case is.
Right.
You know what I mean? I think that that would... I mean, I think it's possible.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. I mean...
I don't know if I can do it two times in a row.
We're going to have...
36 holes.
We're going to have that north wind again. Remember that north wind makes that golf course tough.
Oh, is it? Oh.
We have that
by the road.
First
that was miserable. Remember that?
First day. But second day, the wind's complete opposite, so... First day could be pretty tough.
And it was like flurry in the first day. Remember that?
Oh, it was like 40 degrees. Oh, we stopped at that gas station, you know, that one that everybody...
Right.
And I was literally questioning my life.
Yeah.
Had like three layers of clothes on.
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't know. I shot a 74, and, you know, and there were still some good scores. It didn't seem to affect us after a while, but I'm telling you what, it was terrible. Terrible, terrible, terrible.
Yeah, we play in some crap conditions because, I mean, we're in Northeast Missouri, but to do it like Memorial Day weekend, like you think you're done with all that stupid stuff. Mm-hmm. And nope, it was about the snow. It really was. But I don't know. Yeah, it's going to be better this year. So we don't have to deal with snow this year.
So the format goes own ball, both rounds on Friday?
Yes.
Yep.
So tomorrow night we got to do our morning pairing and our afternoon pairing all in once.
Yes.
Tomorrow night?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So can you pair the same guys against each other the second time?
Yeah, you definitely can. I'm not sure just for
entertainment.
Yeah, making it fun for everybody. You probably don't want to do it unless there's two guys that come up to you and say, hey, I want him. I'm like, well, you get him for 36 then.
We were talking about that, and you're like, like we're all friends, obviously, but there's just like, you know, certain people hang out with certain people more and stuff like that.
Right.
So it's like, yeah, we were talking about that, like adding in the fun factor, you know what I mean? You don't want to, I don't know, you just kind of want to be respectful of
right
everybody in a way. You know, like maybe if somebody plays slow and somebody plays real fast or just whatever, you know what I mean? Whatever the case is.
But that could be a
but
strategy.
But then again, it's like, you know, and then
yeah, it depends on how bad you want to win.
Well, and then, but then I was also thinking like
he's thinking.
Then again, maybe it's good to get them everybody kind of playing with somebody new and stuff right. like that too. Yeah. So I don't know.
Nobody's going
to match it.
Nobody's going to have a bad time, no matter what.
No.
And I mean, even if you make me and Barry play each other for 36 holes.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, just kick me in the nuts now. Yeah. I mean, so just going to get beat down for 36 holes.
How many
holes
are you taking down there? You're an eight, right?
I mean, I'm totally just screwed.
You're not. What are you?
Well, nobody's going to feel sorry for you.
No, absolutely.
He's going to be playing that at 11. Right? You're going to be playing at 11.
Should be.
Yes.
Yeah. Is that adding the stroke?
Yep.
So it would have been 10 going to 11. The highest of like 26.
We're going to have 25. I think 25 is going to be the highest.
Is that the highest ever someone's won at?
Pretty close, probably. I don't know. Has John Browning ever been on this trip?
I was
going to
say John Browning's out. Yeah.
I played with him last Thursday. I mean, he still hits good shots.
Yeah, it's weird. He does.
He's a miracle shot.
Yeah,
he's always pin
so
high.
Crazy, man.
I scrambled against him, and I don't know, like three times on the nine holes, he stepped up there and made the first putt. Just
really?
Drained it, you know, in the 8 to 12 foot range.
Yeah, hell yeah, that's awesome.
You know, it's like, come on, John, miss that one. You know?
Oh, he was against you.
Do me a favor.
Yeah, right. Yeah, like I really don't like watching that.
No, like you've never watched that in your life, so right. Why would it happen against you? You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, we went down to Florida, you know, like for a golf trip, like, I don't even know, man, like years ago, five, six, seven, however many years ago. And we did like a two-man scramble, yeah. And it was like I think I was the best golfer, you know, that went down there, and John Browning was the worst. So we were the, you know, and then they went from there. I think Benson was the second, and then whoever this.
Right.
But, yeah, I scrambled with Browning for 18, I don't know, maybe all day long.
Yeah.
But, dude, I'm telling you, and I played real good that day, but he hit some incredible shots, like four or five shots that really saved us. We ended up tying, and I'll tell you who the other winning team was that we tied with the winning team. It was Jerry Quinn and Alan Quinn. Browning and I, like, we tied for first place.
Yeah.
And there was a bunch of people on this trip, or, you know, 20 or something.
Right, right.
But the point is, yeah, Browning can hit. It's crazy, dude. He can hit some good shots.
Right. He really can.
It's weird. I can't believe I'm talking, you know, we're talking about John Browning and like hitting a bunch of real good shots. But
well, he did it last Thursday. He sure did. Yeah. Yeah, we almost lost a ton of money to him. Luckily, we
had it. You pulled through.
Yeah, I mean, it was one of those deals that you just got to bet. You got to get your presses just right, right, or whatever.
Pick your holes.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure his team shot 9 under on the 9 holes, and my team shot 5 under on the 9 holes, and we still took money off of them.
Oh.
Yeah, you just got to be good late, and you just got to press at the right time. And we got lucky.
Oh,
okay. And you got to get really, really lucky too. So, and we did. So I kind of felt bad, you know. You shouldn't get beat by 4 on 9 holes. You shouldn't take money off people.
That's but, I used to always get mad at that stuff. Yeah, yeah. It's like, cool, I beat you the first 7 holes. And
yeah,
then
usually I'm on the
yeah,
other
and I'm
going
to like lose money if I lose number nine. Yeah. And I always have to give a stroke to somebody on number nine. You know, I'm like, I see how this is set up.
Yeah.
I see how it is.
It gets old.
Yeah.
It gets old. All right. Any last words about the Spirit trip? I mean, you two are captains. Like, are you two okay with each other right now? You gotta.
I think he's mad at me.
No, we should be.
Because I beat him, and you know. And
you did beat him. He beat you.
That's all right.
Yeah, it's all right. All right.
He's just an A-flighter for life.
Yep, that's all I am.
All right. Well, all right, Barry. Any last words?
I think when we get to Spirit, we do a pod in the little lounge room.
Yeah.
The fireplace room.
I'm playing too. I'm bringing all the equipment. We're going to sit down. We'll have 4 mics. Whoever wants to jump on, we're going to sit there and we'll get something going. And
we can sit down and talk about day one, Griff.
Yeah, we need to.
Going into the next day.
Yeah. We need to get you two there, yeah, because you're going to. We might even have you announce.
All live on the pod or something.
Yeah, we can't do live. We won't be able to do live, but we'll be able to get it out real soon right after. So.
Yep.
And gave out our 2-man pairings and stuff.
Yep.
That's only 18 holes, right?
Yep.
In the morning and then after.
The scramble.
Yep, and so, scramble. Yeah, we'll know the Ryder Cup.
But that'll be 27, though, probably. After that 18, will we be able to get 27 in?
Likely. The weather's supposed to be really good, so we'll be able to. But, yeah, after those 18, we'll be handing this to one of you guys.
Yeah. Oh, I hope I'm drinking a beer out of that.
Until then, I'm drinking
right around
that baby.
Golf cart.
Yeah,
for the neck for the scramble.
If you want to.
Oh, all right. Yeah,
I'm going to tape that to the top of my golf cart on Saturday afternoon. I swear to God, I am.
It'll be my.
And you're
golf
going behind me, bitch. And you're going to look at it all day.
Oh hell no. No.
If we play golf tomorrow for league, that's going to be in my cart.
Josh, you realize you only get this for a couple more days.
I've drank quite a bit of beer out of it, really.
Yeah. Are you the one that physically has to hand that trophy to me?
Yes,
yeah.
Or can anybody?
Yeah, no. Like I'll just slip the green jacket on you or Butler. Just, you know. And
Butler.
Like,
Butler.
So actually, me, Benson, Glenn, Watson, and Pawpaw are going to the champions like dinner on tomorrow night. It's in the back room of the dugout.
Champions dinner. I wonder if they have an individual champions
dinner. Nobody else is allowed in there.
No, just us.
AJ wants that.
Yeah.
No, that's just the way it is. Yeah, I'm really jealous.
It's just the rules.
I could have won any other golf tournament I've ever played in my entire life and still not be able to get into that room.
Yep. It's a special deal, man. It's like all the secrets of Spirit come out, man.
It is. Who was the other captain last year?
Grant Barth.
Oh. Speaking of Grant. So Ricky hits, you know, a bunch of different balls and then we were in the group right after him and Grant dunked like 5 or 6 in there.
We were
number 15.
And
I'm
that was our
you,
pairing.
The Monroe group was filling up the
world. Oh, filling up number 15. I'm talking about. It was getting to the point where I was about to just be like, hey, let's just, you know how that, like, it kind of. There's trees behind it, and you can kind of, like, like it kind of downhill, mm-hmm. you know, or whatever. Yeah, right. I was like, dude, let's just try to hit a 3-iron off one of those trees.
Right.
And just get lucky.
Yeah, let's grab driver.
Yeah. Let's get across.
Damn, driver.
No, I mean, you know, they're fine. Or I mean, obviously, but no, they had meltdowns, man, and I don't even think they'd be afraid to admit it.
Yeah.
I mean, I sat there and watched it, so.
No, that's tough. I mean,
that whole,
dude, I mean, the water's right there. Dude,
it's kind of in a way, I mean, obviously not, but like kind of like a Island Green type deal.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's surrounded by bunkers too. Yeah. Somewhere. Yeah.
And slopes and tall grass. And if
you
hit it long,
that's all downhill. I mean, that's tough.
So yeah. We were talking about number 13 earlier, you know. So imagine for everybody listening that's gone to Spirit, you know, you're up on the tee box and like number 10 runs to the right side of it, you know.
Yeah.
So I remember I hit a ball and the wind was left or right. And I hit a ball right. I hit it so far right that, like, I was almost in the woods on 10. Which, if you're on 10 tee box, is actually on the left. So, like, that is literally, like, 150 yards offline.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So, hit one, and, you know, they got that creek between them. Then I hit this other ball, and I just barely made it over the creek. Hit, like, a 52 up there to 10 feet and save par.
Oh, my God.
Did you cross over like, some other people?
Oh, dude, it was embarrassing. There was another group coming down 10, and they were like, where'd you come from? Did we, like, run into you? And I'm like, no, I'm on 13.
I'm about to save par, so no big deal.
Save par, and, like, turned around and yelled at him, man, parred!
Oh, man, I'm telling you what, it is humiliating, but the first thing is that, or one thing you got to remember is
it was embarrassing.
Everybody on that course does that stuff.
Right. Oh, yeah,
and,
yeah.
I mean, look at Justin Thomas, dude. He shanked that ball, and I mean, he was missing 10 footers left and right on Sunday. You know what I mean? And won the tournament.
Yeah.
I mean, so, yeah, there's going to be, I don't know. You can't just be like, it used to be a problem for me. You know, I'd be like crazy embarrassed after a really bad shot. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No. But, no. You, yep. You learn. You go make a 9 on a hole with a guy who played on the PGA Tour event the week before on the very first hole you play with him. You realize that's really embarrassing.
Yo.
You did that?
Yeah, I did. That first Monday qualifier I ever played it.
Oh, man.
Made a 9 on hole number 1.
I would have. Yeah, and I'm not. So
we were playing as a twosome. We were supposed to play as a threesome, but the other guy, he got into the event like at the last minute, so he didn't have to play. And if we would have been a threesome, I'm for sure gone after a 9 on number 1. But yeah, and so I kind of felt like I was obligated to keep playing, so this dude didn't have to play by himself.
Yeah, right.
Right. Yeah.
Did you like apologize to him?
I told him, I was like, well.
Like after the round.
Did he make birdie?
Huh? No, he didn't. He made par on that hole. And then I 3-putted for bogey on the next, and I birdied the next 3. play the next 3, you're walking back to the parking lot again. So I'm still thinking about just walking to
the park.
You're
still contemplating.
Yeah. Yeah, I told him multiple times. I was like, look, if we were threesome, I'm gone, but I'm not going to have you play by yourself. You know, pay $450 to play this stupid thing.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Nine.
Right.
Yeah, man. It would have been, I mean, I'm just trying to put myself in that situation. Yeah. But, yeah, it would have been awkward, kind of like if the dude you're playing with, like, just, like, left after one hole.
Right.
You know, and you're just playing golf by yourself all day.
No, that actually, that happens at Monday qualifier, and usually they have to, like, sit on the next tee and wait for the next group to come up, or they might have a rules official there that will, like, follow them around. But, yeah, that happens sometimes.
I could see it. I mean, like, you know, if you're one of those guys that's on the fringe every week and sometimes you make a tour event and sometimes you don't type deal. Yeah, and you go out there and get 9, you're like, well, there's no chance. I mean, I'm leaving. I could see
you're
that.
You're going to go home and see your kids.
Yeah, like some name that you've heard of is who I'm, you know, right. Something like that that I'm talking about. Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. No.
No. I mean, I've qualified for PGA Tour events, and I mean, you can't have a 9 or anything. You got to shoot a 65 or whatever the case
right,
is.
Yeah. That day you had to shoot 65 to get into a playoff that day. So,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I mean.
Yeah, I would have had to birdie the rest of the holes. So.
That's awesome. I didn't never know that. I mean, yeah, that's.
Yeah.
Just another example of a really good golfer, you know what I mean, can have.
Right, yeah. I mean, and there's holes out there. I mean, you go for it, and you can make a nine real quick. So it just happens. But oh well,
living. You risked it, and it didn't reward.
No, he just got really embarrassed and moved on.
You signed that?
But no. All right, guys. I think we're done here. We're gonna see a whole bunch of people tomorrow night.
Is everybody coming? Is Brian coming for the scramble draft tomorrow night?
I do.
Brian?
I'm not sure. He probably has the longest drive of anybody.
It'll probably be a FaceTime deal.
Yeah. I don't know. I would say of the 20, I would say most everybody's there.
Or he'll just have Potterfield draft his team.
Yeah. But
honestly, I mean, I have no idea, but I guess I would have guessed that he would for sure be there.
Yeah.
But it doesn't even matter.
We'll find out. And, all right. Well, it was fun having you guys here. I was kind of hoping you guys would kind of be at each other a little bit more, but you're really not. Maybe by tomorrow night you will. And
I do have about 5 lists made. Don't know which one I'm going to look at.
Okay.
Probably all 5. All
right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, tough
decisions. And I have it like made out to where like I pick, and then I think what Griff's going to pick, and then I pick, and then what Griff's going to pick.
Dude,
so it's like, look, it's like a clusterfuck.
The best way.
I mean, if you look at it, it's like a puzzle that I haven't really put together yet.
Dude, look at all this work I'm making him do. I mean, this reminds me of the AFC West right now, and I'm the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Right, and I'm Herbert about to do your fucking
ass.
Oh,
no way. Herbert. All the other teams just going crazy.
You're like the third best team in your division now.
No,
all right, sir. We're going to, this is a golf podcast, Griff.
I'm just saying. Look at the impact that I'm having on him.
Yeah, I'm noticing. Yeah, and actually, now that you pointed it out, I am noticing now.
Yeah,
it's just a little strategy behind.
Zero research.
That's fine.
Yeah. I have been subconsciously, you know what I mean. People don't. I don't think people realize it, but yeah, I just kind of walk around and how you been playing? Like just you know, what I mean, just stuff like that. You know, like when really deep down, I'm actually scouting.
Yeah,
you
know that's good.
Oh, so you are having an impact too. So
I mean, just
on
silently.
You too. Yeah,
so I don't have a
randomly get a
that.
Text at like 2:15 in the afternoon. You know, Griff's in back of Subway smoking a cigarette in his truck, and he's just texting everybody. He texts me, "How you been playing?"
Yeah, yeah, that's a perfect time to think about it. Right there, get done making some subs.
Yeah, everybody, there. Nobody's doing anything at 2:15. I mean, please. Yeah.
He's not making a sub though.
He makes a pretty good sub.
All right.
But thanks Subway for sponsoring this one again.
Yeah,
you
I
always
guess.
Do.
Yeah, $100.
No problem.
Yeah, forgot the cookies. All right, everybody.
Yeah, that is my fault.
We're signing off. Until next time.
Talk to you in a couple days.
We'll see you.